Wow. You actually got me. Congratulations, I'll clap. But, as you can see, I'm a little tied up right now. Hey, don't be too tight with those knots. My skin is fragile, you know? But, maybe you could go a little tighter? Nothing, I didn't say anything. Just, maybe a little tighter wouldn't hurt. Sorry, I didn't mean that. I was just thinking out loud. It's not like I actually want to be tied up and gagged. Only a D-Rage pervert would be excited about that. Oh, wow. These knots are pretty tight. Well, sorry, I'm not quite sure what to say, to be honest. Normally, I'm the one tying up the bad boys. So, this is pretty new to me. And, wow, you look really handsome, young. And those muscles, all the things you could do with those muscles. You must be the mansion's bodyguard. I guess this fate couldn't be avoided. With a big strong man like you guarding his mansion, I was doomed to fall into your hands. And I suppose this is how the great ninja Yumi meets her foe. And I'm sure you have some plans for me, don't you? With those strong hands of yours, you must be thinking about what to do next. Of course, you probably want information from me about who hired me or what I was after, right? You must have probably already gave you permission to get information by any means necessary. With no care over what happens to those who try to wrong him, he could do literally anything with me. And I will deserve it. I tried breaking into your mansion after all. No. I understand how this goes, sir. You don't need to deny it, no? Mistress warned me of foul men like you. You're most likely going to take my tight body and bend me over your lap, spanking me, telling me what a bad girl I have been around you. But after you're done with your sick perverted game of making me say, "Oh, yes, I'm a bad girl. I'm so sorry for being a bad girl, you." You take me to a room downstairs and reveal interrogation equipment, where I'll most likely be bound to a cold metal table, with my claws stripped. You'll be so embarrassing with your lewd eyes staring at my helpless body, but you wouldn't care, because you're a brute. No, please, sir. You don't need to comfort me and show me mercy. I know you're just doing your job. I won't hold it against you. But I know, in your heart, you're most likely a wicked man around you, just waiting for an opportunity to unleash his inner beast. After you strap me down to the table, you reveal your collection of candles, won't you? The ones you've been hiding even from your master, for they are too cruel for even him to know of. Candles with scent that cloud and corrupt even the most pure woman's mind. I can already feel them, dulling my senses, making me a weaker young. Or maybe I have it all wrong, but I'm ready for it. Whatever it is, spanking, blindfolds, canning, ice play, electric shocks, water. Sorry, did I get to carry away? Nyang? Wait, you're just going to let me go? No, you can't just let me go. You need to get information out of me, right? For all you know, someone really important. people then hire me to steal from your mansion. Don't you need to know who? But what about the interrogation? Weird? Me? No. I'm just preparing myself. Listing all the things you could do to me. To prepare myself mentally for the interrogation. So I don't break too easily. You know? Exactly, yeah. It's just so I can remain calm. Nothing weird about that, right? So, we can continue now, right? Okay, I'm sorry, you can continue. I won't be weird this time. Who hired me? That's easy. I was hired by the... No? Hold on. You're just going to ask question? Does it? Well, no. It's just, why would I just tell you what I know? Look, I'm not trying to tell you how to do your job, but I've been trained how to endure all kinds of things. It's okay to hit me, you know? Like, you don't have to be too hard, but maybe a light slap on the cheek? Just to show me you mean business. Yeah. A light slap on the cheek. Not enough to bruise, but just enough to show me you're willing to go harder if I make you mad. Or you could like slap my butt. That also works. Sorry, don't mind me. No, did I make you feel insecure about your interrogation skills? I feel bad now. Look, it's okay. I bet you can do a grip slap. Don't worry, just go for it, Nyang. I'm here to help you. We can do it together, step by step. On the count of three, okay? Ready? 1, 2. What are you waiting for? Just do it already. Let's do it again, okay? 1, 2. What are you doing? Just do it. Are you even a man? Yeah, okay, I'm sorry, that was a little harsh. Come on. You can do great with those hands of yours. Now, let's start over. 1, 2. Well, I guess there was a slap, but you can do better than that. Like, did you know I never lost a fight before today? You're literally the first person to beat me. So, I know you can do better than that. Come on, put your heart into it. Otherwise, what are those muscles for? Show me my place. No. I'm okay. Just... Wow, you really put some force in this lap. No, don't worry about me. You did great. See? Now I can take you more seriously as an interrogator. I'm almost ready to tell you exactly what you want. You just had to show a little authority. Now, I'm not just some ninja you're trying to question. I'm your prisoner. A person you're trying to get information from. Your prisoner. Now, try asking me again. Who hired me? No, sorry, I'm afraid I can't tell you that. I have a strict policy to not reveal my client's identity. And while I'm slightly nervous, I still feel like you don't really have it in you to take the interrogation to the next level. Normally, it takes more than one slap. after that, be silent and hit me again. With no warning. But this time, a little harder. You're holding back. And I can feel it, yeah? Yeah, just like that. Oh gosh, you're doing amazing. You're not failing. Look, if you need a little guidance, that's why I'm here. I'll help you every step of the way. I'll make you a master interrogator yet. And maybe after we can have a little bit of fun. Don't be shy, big boy. I can see it in you. I have eyes. I can see how your cock is getting a little bit harder each time you laid your hands on me. Could it be that my life as a ninja is over? Have I perhaps found my one travel master? I'm sorry, my former sensei, but this Kunoichi might now finally become a woman by the hands of a villain. You can be honest. You have been looking at me with such extreme lust this entire time. You can deny however you want, but I can tell. My Kunoichi uniform most likely excites you with how little of my body it covers up. Your manly urges are most likely screaming at you to tear it off and use my body however you see fit. I can imagine the life as a bodyguard for one of the richest families in this town must be hard. And the dumb inside you is just screaming for a tiny fuck doll like me to empty your stress on. But I don't know if I'm ready to beat that fuck doll. Being enslaved by a woman, saying goodbye to my village and family. I'll forever be separated from the old world I knew. Is this my destiny? To live under the same roof of a complete stranger who sees me as nothing more than a tool. But if this is the consequences of failing in my mission, then I'll just have to accept it. Please, Master, feel free to use my mouth as you relieve all. Wait. Spare me, your covert master. This is how it must be. It's the only way. Your lust is too strong to resist the temptation of defiling my small, but tempting body. I know you crave to own me. To force me to engage in lewd and vile acts every day to your heart's content. So, what are you waiting for, master? Take me now. It was the hardest one so far. That actually hurt. Well, sorry. I guess, if I'm being completely honest, I may have a bit of a masochism kink. Just a small one though, I swear. Plus, you're actually very cute. And so, if you just so happen to be single and looking, I would be completely interested in being your Kunoichi cat girl fuck doll. Or, are you perhaps taken? If you are, I really don't mind. I could just be your sight whore. She doesn't even have to know, yeah? Oh, so you're single. Well, in that case, I'm also single. No, I'm being completely serious. Like, breaking into houses and stealing is fun and all, but having a boyfriend who could share my degenerate hobbies is even better. I know how we met is kinda weird, but hey, let's go for it. Why, you? Well, I mean, it could be many things. Maybe Chinese cultural teaching that compelled me to find a strong man to produce strong babies. Maybe I just have a thing for guys in suits. Or maybe I'm just total degenerates who read too much BDSM love novels. So, sounds pretty hot, right? Taking the kunoichi you defeated and making her into your personal cock sleeve. No, I didn't lose on purpose, I swear. Yeah, I don't care if you already have a master. Now just, have to become one of the mansion's mates, I guess, under your supervision. I'm being completely serious. I'll leave my village. I'll tell you who paid me to break into the mansion. I'll tell you what I was after. And all you have to do is make me your helpless fuck toy girlfriend. Hey, look. Your cock just twitch. I'll take that as a yes then. Yeah? Who hired me? Well, and this is a sudden question considering what we were talking about. Did I say I was going to tell you that? Yeah. I don't know. Remember about what I said about showing me you mean business. I don't listen to weak men. It's a pretty big cog. What did you, plan on doing with that, yeah? You're going to ask me only one more time? What do you mean? Surely, you're not going to take that cog and ram it in my face. You don't have the balls. What? Heaping up because that inner stuffing is cooking in my mouth? That I'm going to sneeze? I'm never going to talk. Never. Even though it's still so tasty, I'm nervous. You vile man. My village knew I would be in the grave, but I won't betray them. No, I won't even betray my village and tell you who the buyer was. God, I feel so turned on and scared at the same time. Please, mister, give me some love. Oh. What? Are you waiting for my hands? Okay, fine. It was the Harrington family. Yes, I swear I'm telling you the truth. So, please, mercy. The way you slap me, the way you defile me, Ma, with your hard cock. You feel so wonderful, yeah? I can tell if I don't tell you everything. You want to know. You just come in and sexually defile me until I give you what you want. But I must stay strong. I can tell you everything, but if there's not, there's no way I can escape to your British ways. Yeah. Night Master, stay your belt. Don't you think we are taking this a little too far? We only just met. Not the belt. No, I didn't say anything in disobedient, I swear. Are you gonna make me suck your cock again? Is it still so hard, I promise you, it was the Harrington family. I'm telling you the truth. They're sucking a cock and having my body punished. I don't know if I can take much more in you. Just please, don't come in and fuck my mouth around with your cock. I don't know if I can handle it. It's just too much for a tiny little cat girl like me. Does this mean you're letting me go?